You're all being reassigned, Axel McNamara said tersely. 10 workers from various departments were crammed into McNamara's office, which was surprisingly drab and small for the head of an organization. Gina Modell hadn't been lucky enough to be one of the first 2 to arrive, so they had gotten the 2 visitors' chairs, and she and the other 7 stood in various uncomfortable poses around the cramped room. Her first reaction to McNamara's announcement was one of relief. None of them had known the reason for the mass summons, and she'd expected they were, at best, being laid off. Though she'd been braced for the worst, being fired, because budget cuts happened, even to dark projects funded by money that was deeply buried and almost invisible. She evidently wasn't the only one of her fellow workers to think that, because a low sigh, almost a hum of relief, went around the room. Then she frowned. Yes, having a job was nice, and this one was very nice. She worked in communications and she really liked it. She liked the money, she liked the coolness factor, and it was way cool, even for DC. Plus, she liked the vicarious satisfaction of kicking terrorist butt through the actions of the GO teams, all without ever leaving the climate-controlled comfort of the communications room. She liked climate-controlled comfort. Being reassigned might not be such a good thing. To where? She asked after a moment of silence, with no one else voicing the question. McNamara didn't even glance at her.
The teams, he replied,
picking up a sheet of paper and scowling down at it, as if he didn't like what was written there. Though as head of the agency, he was almost certainly the one who had done the writing.
Donnelly, you go to Kodak's team. Irvin, you're on Snowman. Modell, Ace.
He continued reading down the list, giving them their assigned team, though none of them knew yet what the hell they were supposed to do. Ace was the call sign for Levi Butcher. She knew the name, but had never personally met any of the team operatives. Ace had the reputation for pulling some of the toughest jobs, and now, oh hell. Just what was she being reassigned to do? Gina had trained herself to think before she spoke, because the cool job required it. No one could know what she really did or where she really worked. She made herself pause and think now, for a whole second, because questions needed to be asked, and no one else, evidently intimidated by McNamara's nasty reputation, was making a move to ask those questions. She raised her hand. McNamara must have caught the motion because he paused in his reading to lift his head and bark,
"What?"
at her. "What are we supposed to do on the teams?" she asked. She saw him register an instant of surprise at her voice, the realization that she was the one who had spoken before, instead of one of the guys. Her voice was what it was. She was used to the reaction. Of infinite more interest was the current situation. She didn't know about the others, but she was in communications, and she had zero training for what the GO teams did, which was commit mayhem on a massive scale.
"I'll get to that part faster if you stop interrupting me," McNamara snapped.
"I've only interrupted once." Was it her imagination, or did the co-workers standing around her all edge away, as if offering McNamara a clear shot at her? Yeah, no, not her imagination.
"Twice now."
He had a point. She sucked in her cheeks to keep her mouth shut. And after a second, he resumed reading. When everyone had been given their assignment, or rather their team, because they still didn't know what they'd be doing, McNamara leaned back in his chair.
"The 10 of you tested highest on your spatial awareness and action tests."
Gina bit her tongue, then sucked in her cheeks again. What's spatial awareness and action tests? She hadn't taken any tests. As far as she knew, none of the others had either. "What's spatial awareness and action tests?" Shit. Her neck just kept sticking itself out. McNamara turned his rabid wolverine gaze on her, and once again silence filled the little room. He began tapping the end of his pen against the top of his desk in a rapid tattoo,